Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olah HaShalom and begins on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, 18 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the two dots with the words Mahu Laharer Bebeis HaKisei. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Mahu Laharer Bebeis HaKisei. Can a person think in Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei, where one relieves himself? And the Gemara is asking this question here because in the last shiur we learned that by a Balkari in his state of Tumah, he's not allowed to verbalize certain parts of davening, be it Kriyishma, be it the brachas before and after Kriyishma, or the Mishnah spoke about Birchas Hamazon, or the brachas preceding eating food. And we had a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi exactly what the Mishnah is speaking about. But whatever the Mishnah is speaking about, we saw a difference between verbalizing those items or thinking about it. Verbalizing is usher in those cases, and thinking about it is permitted. The Gemara wants to know, is there such a difference when it comes to learning Torah? Because as we know, we find in the Brachas Bavli, Daf Chav Vav, that it is usher to speak Divrei Torah or to daven in a Beis HaKisei. And the Gemara adds that even if the Beis HaKisei is completely clean, there is no tzoah there, it is still forbidden to verbalize Divrei Torah or to daven. The question is, what about being maharer? And on this we have a machlokes. Chizki Amar Mutter. Chizki says it's permitted to be Maharer, Divrei Torah, in a basic Kisei. And Rav Yassa Amar Asur, Rav Yassa says it is forbidden. And now the Gemara brings two proofs to the opinion of Chizki, who says that it's permitted. Amar Rav Zeira, Kol Sover Kashi, Dahavali. Any difficult thinking that I had, Taman Sivirte. There in the basic Kisei, that is where I thought about that difficult thinking. The Pnei Moshe says, in Divri Amaskal Kols Over Kashi Havali, Im Hoyali Ezed Over Kashi Lahoven Oisoi, if I had some difficult Indian that I had to understand, Shom Bebeis HaKisei, Hivantiv, Kashi Hayisi Maharboi, there in the Beis HaKisei, when I was thinking about this Indian, and I meditated on it, and there I understood what needed some difficult understanding. The Rosh Cirillo similarly says, Kol Dover Svor Shekoshli Shamani Mahar, and the Mara Fulda adds, Kol Svora, three lines before it gets very wide at the bottom, Kol Svora Shehoyoli La'ayin, Ula Hasbir, Ula Hoven, Hosameyantiba. Any item that I had to think into it deeply and to explain it clearly and to understand it, there is the place where I thought about it and I was successful in understanding it. And similarly, the Gemara brings down, Amar Rab Lazar Rab Shimon, said Rab Lazar Rab Shimon, Kol Hahu Svara Kashya Detful Yoim. Any difficult Svara in the Inyan of Tful Yoim, Taman Sivirte, there is where I thought about the difficult Inyan of Tful Yoim. The Rosh Cirillo tells us that this refers to a brisa in Masechta Zvachim, in the Perek that is entitled Tful Yoim. And there's a very difficult brisa, and Rab Lazar Rab Shimon thought about the understanding of this brisa in the Beis HaKisei. If we take a look in the Rosh Cirillo, Divrei Amaskal Kol Hahu Svara Kashya Detful Yoim, in the left-hand column, five lines from the bottom of that left-hand column, says the Rosh Cirillo, "Brisi b'masecht ezvachim perek tful yoim daf kuf beis amid beis v'hasim amrinin amar Rab Lazar b'Rab Shimon b'beis hakisei." There, the Gemara says that Rab Lazar said a halach in the Beis HaKisei. Continues the Rosh Cirillo, "V'hacha mashma d'maisi la siyata l'man d'yomer d'mutu l'har b'beis hakisei." Here in the Yerushalmi, it seems the Yerushalmi is bringing it as a proof. What Rab Lazar Rab Shimon did in the Inyan of Tful Yoim, that you're allowed to be maharer in the basic he's saying divrei Torah v'hosam, and there in the Bavli mefarish loin sehava, that it was an oinus on the part of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So if we take a look in Mesechta Zvachim on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, we will find that Rava said, and this is in the Bavli Kuf Beis Amid Beis, two lines before it gets wide, Amar Rava, hi dina me Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon gemirna. I learned the following din from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Beis Akise, that he said it in the Beis Akise. And at the bottom of the Amud, two lines before the bottom, the Gemara asks in the middle of the line, Vehechi Ovid Hachi, how could Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say this halach in a Beis Akise? Va'amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol mokem mutter laharer, chutz mi merchas mi Beis Akise. Because Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is in the Bavli, in Brachas of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, and in various other places in Shas, that a person can be mahar and divrei Torah everywhere, except for a bathhouse where people are not dressed. Umi Beis Akise is not allowed to be mahar in a Beis Akise. And the Gemara seems to be asking even a Kal V'chomer, if you're not allowed to be maharer in the Beis Akise in divrei Torah, then certainly you cannot verbalize the divrei Torah. And here we find the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omar. Rav said that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said this din in the Beis Akise. Answers the Gemara. La'ain say shiny. An oinus is different, says Rashi, the last line on the Amid, Shahoisa Shmu Asai Shigur Bepiv, that his learning was very ruggle and clear and frequent in his mouth. He was constantly learning and constantly reviewing his learning. Umaharu Bal Korchai. So when he would think, and it seems even speak in learning, it was against his will. He was such a musmit, he didn't waste a minute, that he was on go all the time. His mind and mouth were never mafsik from learning. So he was like an oinus, and that is different, says the Gemara. That's how Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said the Divrei Torah in the Beis Hakisei. So this is what the Rosh Cirillo means, that our Gemara brings it as a raya, that here is mutter, v'hosa mefar shloin sehave. There, Bamas, the Bavli asks it as a question, how could he do it? And the Bavli has an answer that it was an oinus. Halacha l'maisa, we find the Mechaber in Simon Pei Hei, Sif Beis, says, afilu lahar b'divrei Torah asa b'beis hakisei, not only to speak and learning, but even to think and learning in a beis hakisei is asur. The Mechaber doesn't discuss at all if a person, machmas oinus, is thinking and learning in a Beis Akise. However, the Mishnah Brewer brings down that the Beis Yosef writes, Mi shetamude shogar bepiv, the Mechaber was the Beis Yosef, his pirush on the tour. So although he didn't discuss it in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Beis Yosef on the tour, he does bring down, Mi shetamude shogar bepiv, as we saw, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, his learning was so ruggle in his mouth, v'hiru b'beis hakisei u'b'beis hamerchatz, and he thought about learning in the beis hakisei or the beis hamerchatz, lo'oinsoi, against his will, and as he had no control of it, mutter. Yesh oimrim, dekivin de'oinusu, the prisha he brings down, the Mishnah Brewer says, that if it's an oinus, kivin de'oinusu b'irhura, yachla filovativ b'svasov, he's even allowed to verbalize it. V'chein mashma mizvachim kuf beis omid beis. And that's how we saw in the Gemara in Zvachim, in the sugya there of Tful Yoim, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon actually said the halacha, not only he was maharer. So it's mashma, if it's an oinus, then it would be even mutter to actually say it. And then the Mishnah Brewer brings down, Avol b'seif for Bircha Yosef, masik da dibur aser b'chol gavni, that speaking in Torah is for sure aser in all circumstances. There's no ptur or heter of oinus. V'horaya mi'agemor. What about the proof from the Gemara which says that he actually said it? Yesh litchos k'moish kosher shama rav birchas hazevach v'tzayin kachim. In other words, there are svorim, which I don't have available right now, that gives some answer why it's no raya from the Gemara in Zvachim to dibur, although the pashtus of the Gemara would be that even dibur would be mutter by an oinus. Now the Mishnah Brewer states in summation a very important halacha concerning this inyan. Umashe kosev dimhir loinse mutter. That which the Beis Yosef wrote, that if one is maharer, through an oinus because he's such a masmid that he's constantly thinking and talking and learning. Hainu ratzalaymer de'im hirer le'avid isura. If he was maharer, then he didn't do an isur. Me'achar shahaya lo'ainsa, it was like against his will. He had no control over it. Beram, however, l'chatchila, chayvas gavra litchais ahirer. The responsibility of a person is to push away the hearer. Even a person who is shogar tyra befiv, the kol shchein da dibur aser, and certainly dibur is aser, and so writes the Yeshuas Yaakov, da dibur aser. So it comes out that dibur certainly is aser, even hearer, a person who is involved in a sugya and he starts thinking about it, lo'ainsoi, there could be a dispensation, latera, but avada l'chatchila, the person has to do whatever is necessary so that he is not thinking and learning in a basic hisei or in other places where one is not allowed to think and learning. Continues the Gemara, Rav Acha b'shem Tanchum, b'Rabbi Chiya, Rav Acha said in the name of Tanchum, the son of Rav Chiya, b'yoymai Rabbi Shuman Levi, in the days of Rabbi Shuman Levi, bikshu lakor es ha-tfilah, they wanted to do away with the Takonis Ezra, bikshu lakor es ha-tfilah zois mipnei nishei ha-golol. They wanted to stop the Takonis Ezra because of the women from the Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, where it's colder than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and they would go into dark, cold, damp caves and other such places where mikvois were. They were not heated. And the women would become shohayu nekoreis mipnei atzina. The women would become akoreis from the cold. So we have in this piece of Gemara, machlokes between the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim, what is the pshat? And the Mara Fulda brings both pshatim. Let us begin with the Charedim's pshat. Says the Charedim, the last Charedim on the left-hand column, Nishei Golol, Shegam Hanoshim Chayovis B'Tfila Acher Tashmish, V'Gam Impoltois Acher Kein Kilikamon. We're going to find further on Daf Mem Aleph that a woman also was included in Takonis Ezra, that either a woman after Tashmish is Chayv in Takonis Ezra before she is allowed to daven or say brachas or say Kriyishma, and also, if she's poileta zera, if she emits semen after having relations with her husband, she is chayiv because of Takonis Ezra in Tvila. So the women who had to go to the mikveh following Tashmish with their husband, they were becoming akoreis. They physically, this affected them, and they weren't able to have children because of the cold. So learns the Charedim. The Pnei Moshe, if we look in Divrei HaMaschil, Shehoyah Nekoreis, he learns it's going on the husband, meaning the women became Akoreis, means Agunois, Mibaleyan. Mipnei Atzina, that refers to the husbands. It was too cold for the husbands to go to the mikveh. Mipnei Atzina Shesham, V'loi Hoyu Baleyan, Yecholim Litvoil, Upirshu Mehen. So the husbands want to learn Torah. They knew if they're going to have relations with their wives, they're going to have to go to the mikveh. It was too cold in the Galil for them to go to the mikveh. And therefore, they left their wives. They had no relations with their wives. The wives became like agunos b'chayi baleyan. They were like women who had no relationship with their husbands because of Takonis Ezra. So either the women were literally physically in their chorus, as the Charedim learns, because of the cold when they went to the mikveh, or they lost their husbands because their husbands weren't able to go to the mikveh, and therefore they stopped having tashmish with their wives. And if you look in the Mara Fulda, in the last line, he brings both pshatim. He says, Nasu akorish anoshim gamkein, Hayu toivlum litashmishum. They used to go to the mikveh, and they physically became a chorus. V'yesh b'forshim. Some explain, this is the Pnei Moshe's pshat. Nekru mimitoi shel baleyan she choshu litzina. Their husbands were worried about the cold, They didn't want to go to the mikveh, so they didn't have relations with their wives, so their wives became akorais. They became, as the Pnei Moish said, agulnois from their husbands. And that's why in the days of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, they wanted to stop the Takanas Ezra. Amalan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, so Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said to them, Dover shehu goyder es Yisroel min aveira. This Takanas Ezra, which we're going to see examples, it has girded Klal Yisroel, it has made a geder, it has made a fence so that Klal Yisroel doesn't come to do terrible averis. Atem evakshim lakaroi, so you want to take away this terrific takana? Mahu goyder Yisroel min aveira. What do you mean? What's an example where this Takanas Ezra prevented Klal Yisroel from doing an aveira? So the Gemara brings two stories. The first story is Maisa b'Shomer Kramim Echad. There was once a story with a watchman of vineyards, Shabol Yizakeg im Eishes Ish. He wanted to have relations with a married woman, and she agreed to have relations to do this aveira with him, but they had to look, both of them, for a mikveh. Ad shehen maskinelen mokam, eichon hein toivlin. The time, as the Pnei Moshe explains, the time it took for them to find a mikveh, eichon means hecha, where they're going to go to the mikveh after they do this illicit act. Meanwhile, avrua ivrim vashavin. So in the beginning, they were in a secluded area, and they could have done the Avera. But by the time they found the mikveh, there were already people going back and forth, and then they already were embarrassed to do the Avera. Ubot la Avera. And the Avera never happened. So the question here is, they were not worried about the Isser Chomer of Eishes Ish, which is a chi of Chenek, and they were worried about Takanas Ezra, and it's Takanas Ezra that stopped them from doing the Avera. If they were already doing the Avera of Eishes Ish, what are they concerned about Takanas Ezra? So the Tzlach and Bracha says not that they had more chashivas for Takanas Ezra over the Isser of Chenek, the Isser Deraisa of Eishes Ish, but rather they had a taiva, they had a desire at that moment to do the Avera. However, just because they're doing the Aver of Eishes Ish doesn't mean that something they don't have a taiva to break. If they could do Takanas Ezra, why not do it? And the Mara Fulda adds that they thought, in fact, that after they do the Avera, oh, they'll go to the mikveh, and the mikveh will be machshir them, they'll be machaper them on the Avera that they had done. This was their rationale, why they were looking for a mikveh. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi pointed out, here you see that Takanas Ezra stopped Klal Yisrael. It was a goyder, it was protected Klal Yisrael from doing an aver. And this is what you want to be mevatel. The Gemara now brings a second story where Takanas Ezra saved someone from doing an aver. There's a story where someone wanted to have relations with the Shivcha of Rebbe, as the Pnei Moshe says. Shivcha Knanis, this was Rebbe's Shivcha Knanis, Omro Loi. So she said to him, Im ein givirti toiveles, eini toiveles. If my mistress is not toivel, then I am not toivel. And it would seem, according to the Mara Fulda, that the pshat is, if my mistress would not be toivel because there is a lack of water available, so I too would not be toivel. As the Mara Fulda says in the last comment on this daf, eini toivelas v'hoil v'ein li mayim litboil, eini shoymas loch litashmish. And since I don't have water to be toivel because of Takanas Ezra, that a woman has to be toivel in the mikveh as well, so therefore I'm not going to listen to your advances. If my mistress would not be able to be toivel because she doesn't have any mikveh available, I will also not be able to be toivel because I don't have a mikveh available, and therefore I'm not going to get involved with Tashmish with you. Amar la, so he continued his advances and said to her, V'loi kebehemat, aren't you like a behema? As the Pnei Moshe explains in his last comment on the Amud, You're from Canaan. That's a nation compared to Hamor. What do you need tefillah for? What are you involved in Takanas Ezra? What did she respond? Let's go back to the Gemara. Amra loy. She said to him, if I'm like a behema, v'loy shamata, have you not heard, b'vol behema shehu niskel, that someone who has relations with an animal, he's chayiv skila? And now we continue in daf lametesam et aleph. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol shoychev v'behema moisumas, whoever lives with an animal, he will die. So the Pnei Moshe tells us that she heshiva loy, three lines from the bottom right-hand column, v'heshiva loy, teshuva nitzachas, v'im ki behema ni, loy shamatim asher kosev habal behema beskila. So she outsmarted him. She outwitted him. She was able to stop his advances by saying this very clever retort. You're considering me an animal, and therefore I don't have to worry about Takanas Ezra. If I'm an animal, then you're chayav skila for living with me. And this stopped his advances. But meanwhile, we see that the Takanas Ezra was again a factor in helping her to push away his advances towards her. And that's why the Gemara brought it in as a second maisa to show why Rabbi Shu ben Levi was opposed to being Mevatel Takanas Ezra, because he felt that Takanas Ezra is a goder, Dover Shu goder es Yisrael min Aveira. It's something that protects Kal Yisrael from doing terrible Averos. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Vo said, he gave a new reason other than what we've learned before. On Lamed Chesam Beis, we learned that the purpose of Takanas Ezra was that the Talmid Chacham should not be like roosters with their wives, frequent tashmish with their wives. And now Rav Chiya is saying that specifically Ezra was worried about the loss of Limud HaTorah. That point was not stressed before on Lamed Chesam Beis. Kol atzman loy hiskinu es hatfila zois elam ipnei Talmud. The reason that Ezra was misakin this tefillah was only because there would come out to be a loss of Talmud Torah. And now the Gemara relates what a person without Takanas Ezra would plan to do as far as learning was concerned, and what actually would happen. If you're going to tell him that he can have relations with his wife and it's permitted without going to the mikveh, he will rationalize to himself, this is the pshat of the Marah Fulda, as we'll soon see inside in the Marah Fulda, he'll say to himself, he has a hearer to be with his wife. So he'll say, let me take care of my needs. I'll have relations with my wife, I'll clear my mind, and now I'll be able to focus on learning. That's what his plan is. I'll come and I'll be able to learn with a clear head now that I don't have any distraction. But unfortunately, his best plans won't always work out. As the Rosh Cirillo tells us in the first comment in the right-hand column, he'll get weak from Tashmish and he won't learn that night. Or as the Marav Fulda says, that he'll get too used to Tashmish with his wife and that activity itself will cause him a lot of Bittul Torah. But, continues the Gemara, Mitoich Shata Oimer Aser. But if you're going to tell him that the only way that he's going to be able to have relations with his wife is to go to the mikveh, and otherwise it's going to be asur, so then who bov is shayna kol tzarchi? Then, in fact, he's going to come and not have any bittul Torah. As the Pnei Moshe says in the top left-hand column, Since you're telling him it's prohibited for you to learn without going to the mikveh, and he's lazy to go to the mikveh, so he won't have relations with his wife, and he will come to learn without any batola. If we look in the Marav Fulda, Mibnei Talmud says the Marafolda Kidei Shalo Yevatel Machmas Roiv Tashmish Milimudai, and in the next Divrei Maschil Afhu Oimer Eilech VeEsetzarchi Mitashmish VaAcher Kach Yehei Libi Ponim Menahir. I won't be thinking about my wife anymore. I'll have a free mind. VeElmad Kol Tzarchi Ubein Kach Yimshach VeYargul Atzmai BeRoiv Tashmish VeYevatel Milimudai. We're afraid that he'll get too involved with his wife, and that will cause bittul Torah. Mashi ankin hashda shehu aser b'loy tefila yimna b'shul ha'tefila milashamich v'yavi yilmid be'emes kol tzarchai. And he explains when the Gemara says afhu oimer, this is what he's rationalizing. Kloimer kachu oimer v'choishiv leilasa. That's what he wants to do. I want to have a relation with my wife and go back to learn. Avol emes einay kach. That's not what's going to happen. Unfortunately, he's going to get distracted with his wife, or as the Rosh Cirilla said, he'll become too weak because of Tashmish. Elahashta shasartoloi atche yitvoil. But now that you prohibited it until he goes to the mikveh, yiskayim be'emes sheyuchalum lekartzarche. In fact, it will come out that now he will be able to learn without having relations with his wife, and that will increase Limud HaTorah, and that was the main focus and purpose of the Takanas Ezra. Continues the Gemara, Tamlan Amrin, we said over there in Bavel, Afilu Lishmoya Divrei Torah Aser, that a Baal Keri is not only Aser to verbalize Divrei Torah, but he is even Aser to hear Divrei Torah from others. Amr Rav Yudah Bar Titois said in the name of Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Lazar, in the name of Rav Acha who said in the name of Rav Lazar, where do we find that a Balkar is usher to hear Divrei Torah Kitchila, like the beginning, as a Pnei Moshe says in the left-hand column, the last wide line on top, Divrei Maschil Kitchila, Kida Ashkechom B'Sinai, as we find at the beginning at Sinai, Behas Cholosh Kabbalah Satorah, at the beginning of Kabbalah Satorah, Shaloi Hoya Sham Elashmiya, there was only hearing Divrei Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uksiv Eyu Nechayim, as the Gemara continues, to bring this pasuk, Kitchila, Heyu Nechayim Lishloisha, Siyamim Al Tikshu Ela Isha, as the Gemara and Rashi in Mesech de Brachas, Bavli, Davchafim et Beis, bring down, that Ezra patterned his takana after what we found at Har Sinai, that the Rebbein Shalom said that Kal Yisrael have to abstain with relations with their wives for 3 days because they were going to hear Divrei Torah at Har Sinai. And a Baal Keri, Machmas Tashmish, is usher to learn Divrei Torah or to hear Divrei Torah. So that is the precedent for this halacha, which is said Taman there in Bavel, that a Baal Keri is usher even to hear Divrei Torah. And to help us understand this, it's kedai to say over the Tosfos there in Bavli Brachas Daf Chaf Amud Beis, where the Gemara goes into the sugya right after the mission of Baal Keri Mahar Baliboy. The Gemara goes into the Indian whether hearer kedibber or hearer lav kedibber, whether thinking about something is like saying it, like verbalizing it or not. And Ravina's opinion is, Zoyse Merist, from our Mishnah, we can see that hearer kedibber, that thinking about something is like stating it. The e sal kedatik lav kedibber dummy. If you're going to say that hearer is not like saying it, lama mahar. So why is the Baal Keri being mahar, whatever the Mishnah is speaking about? Kriyishma, or the brachas of Kriyishma, machlokes we had Bavli Yerushalmi. But why is he being maharer? He's wasting his time. If here is lav kedibber dummy. Elamai, says the Gemara, here kedibber dummy. You're trying to tell me that he should be maharer, even though he can't say it, but at least let him be maharer, and here is kedibber, so he's yaitze. So if so, yaitze b'svasav. So if here is like dibber, why doesn't he actually say it out? The Gemara answers, Keda Ashkecham B'Sinai, like we find at Har Sinai. So Rashi says, because Har Sinai, as we explained, is what Ezra was misaking his takana patterned after Hashem telling Klal Yisrael to separate themselves from their wives for 3 days, because after Tashmish, there are Balkari, and a Balkari is Usher in Divrei Torah. So Tosfos adds a beautiful explanation, Pirish, on the words Kedashkecham B'Sinai, Afagav de Kedibr Dami Le'inyan Sheyotza. So we find here a strange thing, that although we're going to say that hearer is Kedibr, and that's why the Balkari should be Mahar, because through hearer it'll be like he's verbalizing the Kriyishma of our Mishnah. And he'll be Yotze Kriyishma by hearer, Mikol Mokaim Lav Kedibr Dami Le'inyan Sheyei Balkari Aser Laharer. On the other hand, as far as the Isser of a Balkari saying Divrei Torah, it's only Usser to say it, and it's not Usser for him to be Maharit. You're asking me if here's Kedibr, then it should be Usser for the Balkari to be Maharer. No, we've Kedashkham B'Sinai, as we find in Sinai. Dahoyisham Dibur, they heard Divrei Torah from Hashem, the first two of the Aseres HaDibris, Vahoyu Tzrich HaLitvel. They had to go to the mikveh. They had to be separated from their wives, go to the mikveh. Afal pi, shoyu shoyskin, taisis ass. But they weren't saying Divrei Torah. They were quiet and they were listening. Shoymeya ko'ina. We have a rule that if you hear something, it's as if you're saying it. So it comes out that they had to separate from their wives because they were going to say Divrei Torah. Where were they going to say Divrei Torah? They were only listening to Divrei Torah. The answer is, Shemei Koyin, it's as if they themselves said those Divrei Torah. And that's why they had to separate themselves. So we see, Kedashkecham B'Sinai, that the Hakpad of the Torah was only that a Balkari should not say Divrei Torah. And Shemei Koyin is considered as if he is saying the Divrei Torah. But hearer is permitted for him. So it comes out that in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, let's say of Kriyishma, he's Maharer. And Maharer, hearer, Kedibur Dami. That's as if he's saying it. On the other hand, because of Hira Kedibra Dharmi, are we going to say if Hira is permitted for a Balkari, Dibra is also permitted? No, because we find by Sinai that the Hakpada of the Torah against the Balkari was only in Dibra, or Shemeya Ka'ina, which is like Dibra, however, Hira is Mutter. So Hira Kedibra helps him to do the mitzvah, but we don't say Hira Kedibra that he's doing something wrong by being Maharer as a Balkari. But what do we see from this Taisus? We see from this Taisus that at Har Sinai there actually was on the part of Klal Yisrael only Shmiya, but Shemeya Ka'in, it's as if they were actually saying the Dvar Torah, and that's why they had to be separated from their wives, and that's the precedent for Takanas Ezra that a Balkari is Usser. So our Gemara is saying very well that Taman and Bovel Amrin, they said that not only is a Balkari Usser to say Divrei Torah, but Afil Lishmoya Divrei Torah Usser, it's even Usser to hear, because that is the precedent Kitchila. That's the precedent of Har Sinai, where it was Shemeya Koine, and not only was saying Divrei Torah Usser, but hearing the Divrei Torah was Usser as well. So it comes out that a Balkari is not allowed to say Divrei Torah, he's not allowed to hear Divrei Torah. However, he is allowed to be Maharer in Divrei Torah. The Gemara now will bring a Braisa that tells us certain exceptions to the Takanas Ezra. Tani, we learned in a Braisa. Zavin v'zavois, who experienced a discharge of Ziva. Or Nidois, who had their menstrual cycle. The Yoldois and women who gave birth, Kairin Bat Torah, they are permitted to read in the Torah. Now, the Chiddush over here is that although they also, like a Balkari, have discharges from their bodies, but there is a difference between a Balkari and all of them. Rashi, in the Bavli, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Mikan Amru, says the following, V'zeh L'shoinei, Kol HaTmeim Mutarim B'Torah, all Tmeim, like the ones that we just had here, Zavim, Zavois, Nidos, Yoldois, they're all permitted in the Torah. She'af Heim Yecholin Liyos Be'eim HaBereses, because they too can approach the Torah with awe. Avol Balkari, but a Balkari, Einoi Elami Tochkalus Roish V'Zachus Hadas. However, a Balkari, his bodily discharge is a result of lightheadedness and frivolity, and therefore he doesn't have the proper gisha, the proper approach to learning Torah, which must be be'emo be'yira b'resis u'zeya. And the Rosh Cirillo, although he doesn't quote this Rashi in the Bavli, uses those very same words in Divrei HaMaskil, Bali Karian Asurin, the Einoi Elamitar Kalas Roish, Vizachus Hadas, frivolity and lightheadedness, and therefore they are usher to learn Torah. However, Zovim, Zov is needed for Yodis, Kairim Batara, Vishainin Medrash, and here the Rosh Cirillo tells us Medrash refers to the Torah's Kahanim and the Sefri. Vahalochis, the Rosh Cirillo says this means Mishnayis. Vahagodois, the Rosh Cirillo says it means Kigon Bereshis Rabba, Ve'elushmois Rabba, and Vayikar Rabba. Ubalkari also Bekulana, every Balkari, because of his Kalus Roish, therefore, he's usher in all of the above. Rab Abba Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi. Rab Abba Bar Acha said in the name of Rabbi that a Balkari is permitted in certain parts of the Torah, ones that do not involve deep concentration. Shoyne halochois. He is permitted to learn Mishnayis. Ve'eina shoyne hagodois. However, he's prohibited to learn the Agadic portions of the Torah, and the Pnei Moshe explains, Divrei HaMaskil Ein Hashoyin HaGadus, Mishum Shalibo Shalotam Nimshech Achareim, Umarech Umayim Bem, because people enjoy Agadat Gemara, the homiletical parts of the Gemara, and they spend time on it, and they think about it deeply, and therefore that's prohibited for a Balkari. Tani Mishem Rabbi Yossi, we learned in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Shoyna Hilchos Regilios, that there are certain Mishnayos that he's allowed to learn the Balkari. Those are halachas that he is very familiar with. As the Rosh Cirillo says, the Ramas Hilchos Regilios, the Mishnayos Hashkuris Befiv, Shehu Moitzin Bepiv Bimrutza, the Ein Tzarech Laharchbem. He's able to quickly say over these Mishnayos that he knows Balpeh, and he doesn't think about them deeply. Ubilvad shalei yatzias haMishnah. As long as he's not matzia the Mishnah. And Marav Fulda says that matzia means hispashtus. Vatzoas tam upirish birharchava. That he's spreading it out like one would spread out a tablecloth. A person can learn Mishnayis quickly, that he knows balped, that he's not thinking deeply into it. But to spread it out, to elaborate, to go deeply into the reason of the Mishnayos, that is prohibited for him. Is the boy Meimer, some want to say, Ubuvaj lo yaskir askaris, that the Isser, for example, in Medrash, is only if he mentions the name of Hashem that is quoted by the Medrash. But if he skips the mention of askaris, which the Pnei Moshe says, Hashemois haksuvim bohem, then, as the Rosh Cirillo says, "Bovad shlo yaskir askor shuboy avol matziah samedrish." The medrish, he is allowed even to be matziah, it would seem, even to elaborate, as long as he doesn't mention the names of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the medrish. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira, boy, kumi Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zeira asked the question in front of Rabbi Yasa. Less Rebbe Poshad be im Rebbe bin. And the Shinin Nischai says it should be Imrebi Bun. The Charedim takes out the word Bi. If you look in the Charedim, the Rav Maskel, the first one on top, Hoshat Imrav Bun, Pirke Balela. So he was asking him, doesn't Rebbe, this is Rav Yasa, doesn't he learn together with Rav Bun, Pirke Balela? Let's see the Charedim inside. Ein Kvoitcha, doesn't your honor, don't you early in the morning, while it's still night, don't you learn in Rabun Raboy your Rebbe? We see that every day, without exception, you're learning early in the morning while it's still dark outside with Rabun. And there are times when you have had Tashmish with your wife and yet you're learning. Omar Lehi responded in, yes, we learn without going to the mikveh. We're not concerned about Takanas Ezra. Why, in fact, was he not concerned about Takanas Ezra? So we have three pshatim here in the Mefarshim. The Marav Fulda in the first wide line says that that's why he used the word pashat, And the word parshat means shehu loshen rehita shmeitze bedavar haragel. It was something they were going through bekiyistik. They weren't going into an inyan iyun. They were going quickly through it. And that we saw before, that if you learn halachas very quickly without going into depth, even a balkari is permitted, even with takanas ezra. The Pnei Moshe at the end of Divrei HaMaskil Amrulei in says v'hakol kedei lefarsim shebatlu letvilazu. He learns that, in fact, the Gemara is proving here that after a time, they were mevatel takanas ezra. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shalita, in his Biur on the Yerushalmi, learns that since it was, as the Gemara here says, Belelia, it was at night, it was before dawn, so it was a sakana to go to the mikveh, and we've learned earlier that where there was a sakana at night to go to the mikveh, there was no takanas ezra, there was no chiyuv to learn Torah after going to the mikveh. One was able to learn Torah without going to the mikveh, and therefore he said, yes, I do learn with Rav Bun, and we're not worried for these three reasons concerning takanas ezra. Continues the Gemara with another story. Rav Chiya bar Abba pashad im Rav Nechemya berei pirkei b'leilya. Rav Chiya bar Abba learned with his son Nechemya Torah at night by Hit Safra the next morning after dawn. Hava Omar, he used to tell his son, Man de islay aveda, whoever has work, yezli avdina, let him do his work. The way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara, consistent with the way he learned the Gemara before, that they were mevatel takanas ezra, and therefore the father, Reb Chiya, told his son, Reb Nechemya, that if you have any work to do now, go to do work. What about now it's in the morning and you should be toivel because of takanas ezra in case you had relations with your wife and you were a balkari? No. The Takana of Ezra was bottle. So learns the Pnei Moshe. However, the Marav Fulda here learns the sugya like we explained in the Gemara before from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that Reb Chiya told his son, it's only at night where there's a sakana to go to the mikveh at night, that the Takana Ezra doesn't apply, that you're allowed to learn without going to the mikveh. But now, when it's daylight already, if you have work, meaning he was meramis to him, that if you are a balkari, because you had relations with your wife, and you have the tum of balkari, now in the daytime, there is the Takana Ezra, according to the Marav Fulda, and now you have a chiv to go to the mikveh. It's no longer a sakana. So he was meramis to him that mandis le'avida, if you had a incident where you're mechuyev to go to the mikveh, yezel yavidna, go do your work, meaning go now to the mikveh before you continue to learn Torah, because now that it's daytime, it's usher to learn Torah unless you first go to the mikveh. Continues the Gemara. Ma'isa be'echad, there was a story of one person who was a balkari. She'amad likras b'Torah b'Netzivan, he got up to read the Torah in Netzivan. Kivin she'igil l'haskora, once he reached the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, hiskel megamgimbo, he began to stutter and to stammer because he was a balkari. He had not gone to the mikveh, and we learned in the sugya before that a balkari is usur, even if he's mutter in other parts of the Torah, which are not in depth, but he's usur to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Amarloi Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was present there, and he told this person who was stuttering, Psach picha, open up your mouth, v'yo'iru dvarecha, and shine forth your words. Why? Because she'ein divrei Torah mekabel tumah. Torah is fire, and fire is not mekabel tumah. And don't worry about Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra is bottle, and the words of Torah are not mekabel tumah. A balkari is allowed to learn Torah, is allowed to say Hashem's name without going to the mikveh. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, said Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, v'noyag in Taman, they're noyag there in Bavel, as the Bavli puts it, they're noyag like those three zakenim. We don't have that lashon here in the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says, we're noyag like Karabaloi Bereshis Hagez, like Karabaloi in the Aloch of Reshis Hagez, we'll soon see what that refers to. The Karab Yoshia Beklaya Kerem, and we pass on like Karab Yoshia in the Aloch of Klaya Kerem, who Karab Yehuda ben Beseir Bebalikari, and the, what's Negeat Arsugi, we pass like Karab Yehuda ben Beseir concerning a Balkari. And now the Gemara explains. Karabi Loi Bereshis Hagez, this refers to the first shearings of wool from a sheep every year has to be given to the Kayin de Tana. Rabbi Eloi Omer, we learned that Rabbi Eloi said, Ein Reish Zagez Eloboritz. The Reish Zagez is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzor. So we passing like that. We also passing like Rabbi Yoshia Beklayim, the Tana, Rabbi Yoshia Omer. Rabbi Yoshia says, Lo'ilam Ein Chayiv, he's not Chayiv for Klayim. Ad She Yizra Chita Usoira V'chartzim Apoilisiyad. He has to seed with one thrust of his hand a wheat seed, a barley seed, and a grape together, and then he is over on climb. That's how we paskin like Rabbi Yoshia. And we also paskin Rabbi Yudah ben Maseya, Rabbi Balikari, and the Tana Rabbi Yudah Oimer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabelim Tumah, that a Balikari is mutter in Divrei Torah, even to say the Askoros of Hashem, because Koy Dvorei Ke'esh, Torah is like fire, Divrei Torah not Mekabelim Tumah, and a Balikari could learn all parts of Torah. He continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta, Havi Osimi is Samta Belaila. Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta was going in an alley. He was riding a donkey at night. Vahavi Chamra Mahalach Basre, and the donkey driver was walking behind him. He was guiding the donkey. Al Chad Beisiach, by one ditch. Omar Lei. So the donkey driver said to Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta, Hahu Gavra, that man, referring to himself, Boy Masre, I need to cleanse myself, because he was a Balkari. He wanted to go to the mikveh at night. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta told him, Loi Tisachi Nafshcha, don't endanger your life. It's dangerous at night, as we'll see in the Charedim, either because you don't see what you're doing at night, or even in the daytime it would be a danger because it's a deep ditch of water where you'll be endangering yourself. Omar Lei, so the Chamor, the donkey driver said, it's not that I'm just a regular Balkari. I had relations with a married woman who was a Nida. I did all these averas. So besides being a Balkari, I'm also a Boil Nida and a Boil Eishes Ish. That's why I want to go tonight to the mikveh. He assumed that going to the mikveh would take care of all these averas that he had done. And Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta told him, Afila Kain, Omar Lei, Loi Tiskan Ben Nafshecha, even though you did all these averas, don't do it now, you're endangering yourself. Kivin Loi Shomalei, he did not listen to Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta, Omar Lei. Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta said to him, Yechus, go down, Ahu Gavra, that person, meaning you go down, Velo Yasik, he cursed him, go down and don't come up. Let's look at the Charedim. Divrei Amas, Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta, Hoya Bo Baderech Balayla, he was coming at night, the Yehudi Chamor Boachrav, and the donkey driver was coming behind them. Higil Bei Siach, what is that? Vehi Kamoi Mara Amuka, a deep cave, Malaya Mayim, full of water. V'Amar Chamor, the donkey driver said, Shereitz Litpoil Mikarev, he wants to be traveled from his carry. Amar Le Rabbi Yosi, Lishalay Yisachin Atzmoi, Debalayla Lo Yichal Liris, he won't be able to see at night, it's dangerous. V'Yitpe, he'll drown. Oishema Meroiva Oimka, it was so deep. Even in the daytime, it would be a danger. Heshev HaChamor, the donkey driver responded, Shechiv Gadolit Boil. He was a frum person all of a sudden. It's a big chiv to be toivel. Shebo Oysel Lal Alashis Ishvihi Nida. Omele Rabbi Yosi, Afilo Hachi, Loitisakan Atzmecha, Dechsev, Unishmartem Oidle Nafshisechem. There's a pasuk that says you have to be very careful. He didn't want to listen to the Chachamim. The Kililoi and Rabbi Yosi Chalafta cursed him. Sheyered, you're not listening to me? Go down, Veloyala, and don't come up. V'chein hoya, sheyored Veloyala. As we find in the Marav Fulda, the last words, V'chein hoya, shemeis, hoyo Veloyrotza lishmoya, Masha Amru Chachamim. He didn't want to listen to what the Chachamim told him. As it says in Pirkei Avos, be careful from the bite of a Talmud Chacham, don't go too close to him. He's a fire. His bite is that of a scorpion. And a person who plays around with Talmud Chacham and doesn't listen to Das Torah, there's a danger that he is endangering his life. As we turn to Lamed Tesamid Beis, V'chein Havaslei, and unfortunately, the Klola, the Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta told him he should go down and drown and not come up, happened because, as the Marav Fulda says, he did not listen to Das Torah, to what the Talmidei Chachamim had instructed him to do. The Sefer Tov Yerushalayim gives another reason why this donkey driver died, because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, that although after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Arba Mises Bezdin have become batel, Bezdin no longer is able to punish someone by death through one of the four types of ways that Bezdin used to kill someone when he deserved Alpi Dinei HaTorah to be killed, but the Din Mises Bezdin has not ended. In other words, the person is still guilty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the person. For example, a person who did an act for which the punishment in Bezdin would have been chenek, strangulation, he would drown, and he would die in a way of strangulation in the water. So the Tov Yerushalayim learns that really what he was dying here was because he had committed an aver of Eishes Ish. There was a chiv of chenek, and therefore, had he listened to Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta, perhaps he would have been saved. But he didn't listen to Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta, and he was chayiv the Mises Bezdin because he had lived with an Eishes Ish. That's why he wound up drowning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his life to be mechaper him for the avera of living with an Eishes Ish. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yossi, Havi Asi Be'ilfi, was coming in a ship, Chomo, he saw, Chad, one person, Kotar Garme, who tied his body, Bechavla, with a rope, Mechus, to go down into the water, Umisri, and to be Tovel himself. Apparently he was a Balkari, and he wanted to go to the mikveh in this manner. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yossi said to him, Leitiskim Benafshach, don't endanger yourself. This is a very dangerous thing to do. Amar lei. So the person answered back to Rabbi Yossi, Hahu mechubina. That person, meaning himself, wants to eat. And you're not allowed to eat before you make a bracha. And a balkari is not allowed to make a bracha. Although we learned before that a balkari can be maharer. However, that's only if there's no water there of a mikveh. But if a mikveh is available, like in this case, so this person felt he has a chiv to go to the mikveh before he's able to make a bracha in order that he can eat. Amar lei, achil. So Rabbi Yossi said, it's dangerous, and I'm paskening for you, you're allowed to eat without going to the mikveh. Takonis Ezra wasn't said in a case of sakana. So it seems that he listened in this story, and he ate. Hahu gavra boy mishta. Then he said, I want a drink. Amalei shasi. He says, go ahead and drink. You don't have to go to the mikveh in a sakana dika situation in order to drink. Kivin de matan lamina. Once they came to a port, as we see in the Charedim, the top divrei hamaschal, kivin de matan lamina, kivin shigiu lenamel. They came to a port. Vehu hanikra porta. This is what is referred to a port. This is where the boat rests when it comes from the ocean. Before it goes for its next journey, it rests at a port. So when they came to the port, Rabbi Yossi said to that person, Taman over there on the boat while we were traveling, I didn't allow you to tie yourself to a rope on a boat and go in that fashion to a mikveh. That's dangerous. But Baram, Hacha, here, but here you're usher to taste anything until that time will come when you will go to the mikveh, because now there's no longer danger. And now, in fact, the Balkari should not eat before he goes to the mikveh, which enables him then to make the brachas, and he can eat and drink. And we see in the Pnei Moshe, Divrei HaMaskal of Asi B'Ilfa, Hayubo B'Svina Achas, V'ro Echad, She'Koysher Atzma B'Chevel, B'Shvil Lerid V'Litbo B'Yam, U'Mocha B'Yodeh. And Rabbi Yossi protested, V'Amalei Zeh Ha'ish, the man answered him, Ani writes a lech of Elishtos. V'tzorach ani levorach, I have to make a bracha. V'hitter lo lech of Elishtos, levorach b'loy tfila. V'kiv in shigiu l'namal, asfas hayom, when they came to the port, Amalei, shami tartilach, on the boat, I permitted it to you. Shayom makam sakana, but v'achshav osu l'cha litam klum, ad shah, shatirchot v'titbol, until the time will be when you'll go to the mikveh, and then you'll be able to eat, because of Takanas Ezra, Now there's no sakana avada, you have to first go to the mikvah. And now the Gemara concludes its discussion of Takanas Ezra with the words of Rav Yanai. Amar Rav Yanai, Shamati Shemekilin Umachmirin Bo. I have heard there are those who are lenient concerning Takanas Ezra and those who are more stringent, they're more machmir. He is not referring to whether one should go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah. As the Pnei Moshe says, Ken Mefarsha Kameh, as we're going to see what the Kula and what the Chumra is in the next line. Rabbi Yanai concludes, V'chol ha-machmer bo marach yomim b'toiva. Whoever is machmer in Takanas Ezra, he will have lengthy days and good days. What is the Kula and the Chumra that Rav Yanai was discussing? Mekel bo lirchutz b'mayim shuvin. He's Mekel, as we had a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda before, who says that one can wash himself with drawn water, that a person can use 40 saw of drawn water. That would be the kula. Machmirin bo, there are others who are machmir, litbol b'mayim chayim, that they use only spring water, which the Charedim tells us in the second line, on top, on the left-hand column, mayim chayim lavdafke, duhu adin lemikve make shomim, elafuke shuvim. When it says in the Gemara Mayim Chaim, it doesn't mean from a spring. That is only something that a Zov is mechuyev to use Mayim Chayim from a spring. But other people who are Tomei, who have to go to a mikveh, midaraisa, they can go into a mikveh of Mei Geshamim, of rainwater, as long as it is not Shuvim. So are those who are Meikol to use Mayim Shuvim, drawn water in vessels, and there are others who use only megishamim. In terms of practical application, whether one should go every day to the mikveh before one davens, we find a toisus in the Bavli in Brachas on Daf Chav Beis on the Beis, Divrei HaMask of a less Hilchus HaKavasei. One pshat in toisus says the halach is not like that man d'omer who says that one is mechuyev to go to a mikveh, Ella, Karebi Yehuda ben Meseira, the Omar, Divrei Toira, Ein Mekablim Tumah. We paskin like the sheet that we had before, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira said, the Divrei Toira not Mekablim Tumah. However, Toisus adds, V'yesh Meforshim Dafka L'Toira. Only for Toira, one does not have to go to the mikveh. Ava L'Tvila, Tzorech Tvila. But before one davens, one should go to the mikveh. And the minig in Klal Yisrael is Nara Nara Upashte, which means that each community follows the minig of its place, the minig hamakom. There are those who go to a mikveh every day, and there are those who do not, and each one is following the minig of his community.